We're doing Rosh Hashanah. We're up to Daf Chaf Amud Beis, and we're in the middle of the page. There's a star there in the standard editions. On the left side column in the Masoras Hashas says Bchoros Chafches. Amar Rabbi Zera. You guys got it? Amar Rabbi Zera. So we had seen that although the rabbis needed the witness, the testimony of the witnesses, they had very accurate calculations about when the moon would be seen and not seen, and how high it would be seen, and they knew if the witnesses were telling the truth, if it was possible for them to see it or not. And now Rabbi Zeira tells us another thing. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Nachman, Chafdalet Shai Michsi Siara. Last week we discussed the order of how the sun travels and then passes the moon, and then you have a 24-hour or a period when the moon is not visible because the sun is so close to it before the sun passes it, and then the sun is so close to it right after it passes it. So Rabbi Zeira tells us in the name of Rav Nachman that you have a 24-hour period where the moon is not visible. Lididan, to us here in Babylon, Shit Matika, 6 hours of the old moon, meaning the 6 hours just before the Molad, just before the moon passes the sun, and 18 hours of the new moon, where it's not visible. Lididu, to them in Israel, Shit Mechadta, Vitamne Sare Me'atikta, 6 hours of the new moon and 18 of the old moon. Lemainaf Kamina, what difference does it make? If I can't see the moon, I won't see the moon. What do you have to tell me how many hours you can't see the moon? Amar Ravashi Lakhushe Sade. Ravashi says, because we would calculate when the new moon would fall out. And if witnesses come in and tell us they saw it, depending on in Israel or in Babylon, we would know if it's feasible that they saw that new moon, and we would know if the witnesses are liars. Why would they lie? Sometimes they had people who wanted to mess up our calendar, so they would hire false witnesses to come and lie to us. Amamar, Tzarich Shiyei Laila V'Yom Min HaChadash. We said earlier that the night and the day are of the new month. And we went through the whole Gemara discussing that we could see the Rashi again. Hayom olech achar alayla, liyot hayom min hachodesh shehaya bo leil shel fanav. Lamadnu shim niret alvana ishana mishechashecha yom 29, shehu leil 30, en mekadshin oto biyom 30. Ve'im tomar pshita de en mekadshin, sheharei lo tereh hachodesha biyom 30, dekam lanzim arba shayim michsi siara, kedamran lekaman. This is, now we understand the Rashi better. Rashi says the day goes after the previous night, meaning if the previous night was of the previous month, so is the following day. So you'll tell me, of course, because you need a 24-hour period where you won't see the moon altogether. According to the opinion we saw on Amud Aleph, that we would get witnesses to testify, even if they didn't see the new moon, to testify that they did in order to make Kiddush HaChodesh. So what he's teaching us is, if you saw the old moon at the end of that night, in my mean, then you can't threaten witnesses and tell them, I want you to testify you saw the new moon. Because everyone saw it was from the previous night. So now we're re-quoting that quote, that you need that the night is also of the new month. Meaning, if everyone saw the old moon tonight, you can't make it Rosh Chodesh the following morning. That you can't get away with. Minalam, what's the source for this concept? And the question here, is it Doraisa or not? Because the way Rashi explained it, it seems to be a logical thing. You can't make a fool out of the Beis Din. You can't make them seem like liars. So Rav Yochanan says, Mei Erev Ad Erev. The Pasuk tells us about Yom Kippur. Mei Erev Ad Erev. And we derive from that, Me'erev Aderev, that the periods of the calendar have to be a full 24-hour. You can't just play a game and make it the new moon, the new month right away. And we'll get back to that in a minute. Resh Lakish Amar, Resh Lakish, who was Rav Yochanan's brother-in-law and his disciple as well, he said, Ad Yom Ha'achad Ve'Eslim Lachodesh Ba'erev. So you see, the evening is also relevant to the month, because it says, being that the word Erev is adjacent to the Chodesh, we derive from that that the Chodesh applies in the Erev too. So the Gemara again, the Gemara assumes that the stress of Me'erev Ad Erev Tishbetu, the stress of the evening of Rosh Chodesh, of Yom Kippur, that it's from night to night teaches us that the dates have to do with the nights, not only the days. You might say, what do you mean? It's a day thing. The night just trails along after the day. The day of Yom Kippur. No, the Torah tells you it's from night to night. So there's a lot to be discussed here because we use this Me'er Vadera for other drashos. So let's wait. Let's see the sugya through and see if we have questions when we're done. So the second limud, the second derivation is being that it says until the 21st of the month, Ba'erev. So you see the Torah tells you the holiday of Sukkot is from the 14th through the 21st. So you see that the night after the 21st is the night is when the Yom Tov leaves. So Rashi learns that the whole limud over here is really, according to Rashi, it's a funny thing. It seems that Rashi is learning it's not a halacha in Kiddush HaChodesh, that the Gemara over here is asking, how do you know that in Judaism the night, day goes after the night? That's how Rashi learns the sugiyah, which is counterintuitive, because it's a separate din. Shehe laila v'yom min achadash. But that's how Rashi learns. So Rashi says it's from evening to evening. Okay, so you understand the Yom Kippur begins at night and ends at night. So you understand that the night is the Yom Tov until the night after Sukkot. Okay, so you see Sukkot ends at night. My benayu, what difference does it make where you derive it from? No substantial difference, just a question where you derive the same halacha from. Rava says the difference is the middle of the night, explains Rashi. Mandi alif mi yom kippurim ulechach tchilat alayla dechtiv me'er vaderev velididei niret ha'ishana afilu bitchilat leil shloshim shuv enachodesh mitkadesh biyom shloshim. According to, if you learn it from Yom Kippur, you say, okay, everything's defined by the beginning of the night. So if you see the old moon, even in the beginning of the night of the 30th, you can't make a new month on the 30th. Velemandi alif mi matzot, and the one who learns it from Pesach, I'm sorry, I said Sukkot before, it's Pesach, that pasuk is on Pesach. Ulmandi alif mi matzot, en ayom olech achar tchilat alayla, asharei mechatzot leila rishon she Pesach ad yom ha-echad ve-esrim, achilat matzah reshut. Pesach is defined as Chag HaMatzot, the holiday when you have a mitzvah to eat matzah. When do you have a mitzvah to eat matzah? Up until midnight. Comes midnight, from midnight until the end of Pesach, it's a reshus. You can't eat bread, but eating matzah isn't a mitzvah. ובלבד שלא יאכל חמץ, כדאמרינן בשביל ערבי פסחים. וחצות לילה ראשון, חלוק מהם, and the first half of the first night has its own din. ונמשך עם הפסח הנשחט ב-14, and that goes with the Korban Pesach that's on the 14th. To understand Rashi, we need one more point we have to know. There's Chag HaPesach and Chag HaMatzos. Chag HaPesach is the 14th, what we call the Eve of Pesach. Chag HaMatzos is from the night of the 15th onward. So Rashi says, when do you bring the Pesach offering? From the afternoon of the 14th. When do you eat the matzah? You eat it with the Korban Pesach on the night of the 15th. So Rashi really is giving us a lumdus here. Rashi is saying, until Chatzos of the first night, you have a mitzvah to eat matzah, which is eaten together with the Korban Pesach, which is the mitzvah of the previous day of the 14th. So far, so good? Okay. So, the lumdus in Rashi is that Rashi doesn't just say it's a mitzvah to eat matzah on the night. Rashi says it's a mitzvah with the Korban Pesach. We know that it's also a standalone mitzvah. We have a mitzvah d'oraisa today to eat matzah, even though we don't have a Korban Pesach. Maror is only with the Korban Pesach. Matzah is a standalone. So Rashi says like this, V'chatzot laila rishon chaluk mehim. The first half of the first night is different than the rest of the nights. V'nimshach im ha-pesach ha-nishchat par-ba-asar. And that gets dragged along with the Korban Pesach that's slaughtered on the 14th. Sha-matzah nechelet imo chova. That you have an obligation to eat matzah together with the Korban Pesach. V'lididei. So if you're going to derive the mitzvah of eating, if you're going to derive the concept of the day being from night to night from Pesach, So then Pesach really has a separate halacha, because Pesach really has the mitzvah of Pesach from the beginning until midnight, and then from midnight till the end. So according to that opinion, afilu niret ha'ishana b'tchilat ha'layla, even if you saw the old moon in the beginning of the night, ma'imin lemachar ha'laidim lomar reinu, im tzichim anu lekadesh b'yom 30 l'achik yom kippurim ha'shabbat. If necessary, we would say, the first half of the night doesn't bind me, because I see my derivation is from Pesach, and in Pesach I see that there's a difference between the first half of the night to the second half of the night. Rashi's pshat is very difficult. Rashi's pshat over here is it's against nature, it's against science, it needs a lot of work. How so? Just a second. You're never going to see the old moon in the first half of the night at the end of the month. It's just not going to happen. We explained that at the very end of the month, what you can see the old moon just before sunrise, but anything you're going to see in the first half of the night is the new moon. There's no way you're going to see the old moon in the first half of the night. Shirashi's talking about halacha that could never happen. Shirashi's pshat needs a lot of work in this sugya. And he writes, Rashi's saying, it's relevant if you see the old moon before midnight, but you're not. No such thing as seeing an old moon before midnight at the end of the month. It's a good question. I don't know. This Rashi, obviously, you could understand that a lot's been written on this Rashi. Say that we're learning Rashi now. Yes?
Where's the big chiddush of Rish Lakish? He says, me'erev ad erev. When it's written anyway, v'hi'erev v'hi'voker.
Right. That's another problem with Rashi's pshat. That if the pshat is that the question is, does the day go after the night? So then, like you said, the Gemara learns it in brachas from vayir vayivoker, right? So you could say Rashi didn't literally mean with regards to everything.
Where's this Rashi again?
Rashi ad yom echad v'slim be'erid. I purposely, when I explained the Gemara, I didn't learn it like Rashi. But that's how Rashi seems to learn. Needs a lot of work. Back to the Gemara. Amar Reb Zeira, Amar Rav Nachman. Kol sveika lekamei shadinan. We don't have to make Pesach or Sukkot early. Rashi, kol sveika lekamei shadinan. En anu tzichim nakdim Pesach o Sukkot biyudalet liyom 30 shel Adar veshel Elul mechamat safek shema kitshu betin etcha chodesh biyom 29. We don't have to assume that maybe Beis Din made the previous month, the month of Elul, or the month of Adar, a shorter month of 29 days, and maybe Pesach is a day earlier. Aval tzichim anu lasot yom tov sheni. But you do have to make a Yom Tov Sheni b'Yom Tetzayin on the 16th. Misafek shema ibu betin et ha'adar v'kavu nisan b'Yom 31 v'chen be'elul. Meaning, when we treat Yom Tov as a safek, who told you the second day is the safek? Kol sveikal, every doubt lekamei shadinan, you throw it forward. Meaning the assumption is Elul has 29 days. In all of Jewish history you find twice that Elul had 30 days. So you don't have to worry so much that Elul had 30 days. Okay, so I celebrate Sukkot assuming Elul had 29 days. And then I say, but the second day out of doubt I do. Why is it Yom Tov Sheni? Maybe it's Yom Tov Rishon, right? We say the second day is the day in question. Who said? Maybe it's the other way? No, that's this Rav Zeira Amar Rav Nachman. Kol sveika, every doubt, lekamei shadinan, you throw it forward. The assumption is the month of Elul and Adar have 29 days. And you say, just in case, we'll treat it as though maybe.
What is it, a klal for every sveika or just for this
sveika? This sveika, this sveika. Elul and Adar. He means all doubt in the Pesach and Sukkot, these two doubt.
Well, it's like the fear of, because like if there's only been twice in all of history that's happened, that the second one is the real
one. Yeah, it needs a lot of work. Not so simple. Meaning, it's like investing. Just because the stock went up yesterday and day before doesn't mean it's going to go up tomorrow. It means nothing about tomorrow. statistically could go up or down tomorrow the same way.
It's twice in all of history, isn't
it? Fine. History doesn't prove the future.
No.
It's like the tshuva process. A guy says, for 50 years I've been stealing. So the answer is right, but tomorrow you won't. The past doesn't prove the future. So you'll tell me, no, quite the contrary. It's like the tshuva process. If 50 years he's been stealing, don't be so confident, tomorrow he won't. Then maybe with time.
So what do we say? There's a street full of kosher... he says there's a street full of kosher meat stores.
That's different. Think about the difference. Think about it. It's not the same safek.
I mean, it's a statistical story.
That's the question. Is it statistics? If I tell you that every morning for the last 10 years, Yehuda has been buying me a donut, does that mean that tomorrow Yehuda is going to buy me a donut?
There's a good chance he will.
Is there? I think there's no chance he will. Because the past doesn't prove anything about the future. I think it's 50-50. You ask me, is he going to do it tomorrow? Maybe he will, maybe he won't. I have no reason. I didn't sign a contract. There's nothing here that obliges him. He's a nice guy.
It's not 50-50. Especially if it's only twice in all of Jewish history, it's definitely not 50-50.
Tough.
Or close to it.
Okay. Okay.
One time was in the desert, one was the other time.
There was another time in the days of Ezra, and it seems there was another time that the Mishnah talks about that the Levim messed up their song. There they didn't really make it late.
Has it happened in our days?
We don't have a Beis Din. We go by an automatic calendar. Okay. Should we continue at the expense of brachos or stop here?
I think we should stop.
The expense of what?
Okay, so I'll take a